Elvis Duran
phone tap.
All right, Garrett, tell us all about your phone tap.
Super Bowl Sunday happening just in a few days. A lot of people ordering TVs, throwing parties. So Rachel wanted to play a phone tap on her boyfriend, Carl. Carl ordered a big TV, like almost 80 inches, right? So he's
expecting... How many inches?
80.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
It's a big TV.
He's expecting it to come to the house for a Super Bowl. So I'm going to call from the store that he bought it from and saying, hey, that's not going to happen.
This is a bad idea. All right, let's listen to it. Thank you, Garrett.
Hello.
Carl, hey, this is Phil Dunphy over at Upset. How are you?
I am great. I'm just sitting here waiting for you guys.
Fantastic.
Do you guys know when you're going to be coming? I actually have to run to the pharmacy for like a half hour.
Okay, well, you know, take your time. No need to rush. That's why I'm calling. I won't be able to get you your TV, it looks like, until Monday. Is that okay?
Excuse me?
Yeah, the Monday. We had a problem with the truck.
Wait a second. What do you mean Monday? Sunday is the Super Bowl. When I was in your store, I explained that to you.
I can guarantee delivery for Monday for you.
No. Are you kidding? You got to be kidding me. First of all, I took off a day from work today because you guys told me you'd have the TV here today.
Well, that's what our original plans were, but then unfortunately the truck hit a pothole, and then the pothole kind of threw some stuff around. Some iPods got cracked, some iPads got cracked, some TVs broke. It just happened.
There are other TVs that have to be other TVs in the warehouse. I'm having 50 people over my house on Sunday for a Super Bowl party, and there will be a TV at my house.
So you don't have a TV?
No.
Is this your first TV that you're ever buying?
Wait a second. Listen, when I went in there and spoke to your salesperson, they told me this whole spiel about the Super Bowl sale and how wonderful it was going to be.
Can you like get a TV from another room just for the time being?
No, I promise. No, that does not do me any good. You got to be kidding me. Listen to me.
Yes.
Listen, I'm having 50 people to my house to watch an 80-inch screen TV. I'm not putting a 32-inch TV in my living room for 50 people to watch in my house.
Sir, well, can I ask, where is your other TV that you had?
I threw it out. I threw it out because you told me I would have a TV in my house today.
What if I give you a great radio system that you can hook up to your house? You know, different, you know, no one's going to be listening
I'm
to the
not
Super
Bowl. Listening to the Super Bowl on a radio? What, are we supposed to act it out like shadow puppets? You gotta be kidding me!
Well, sir, you shouldn't have gotten rid of the TV that you had until you had a new one coming
into
the house.
You guys told me I'd have a TV in my house today.
Sir, I totally get it. When the Tony Awards were on, my TV went out, and I totally missed the first hour and a half of the Tony Awards.
Super Bowl. This is not the Tony Awards. Are you kidding me? There better be a TV in my house on Super Bowl Sunday.
I definitely have like a 24-inch I can get you.
Listen to me, jerk off.
Yes.
I went to your company because of your reputation, and you're supposed to stand by your product. This is a disgrace. You call me up 3 days before I need my TV in my house? Are
uh-huh.
you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
Oh, well...
Excuse me.
Well, sir, this is my lunch break, and I'm just trying to kill two birds with one stone.
Excuse me, wait a second. Wait up. Listen to me. Are you customer service?
Yeah, no,
You're calling me with a mouthful of food?
Well, it's lunchtime. You gotta understand that.
Spit that food out of your mouth right now.
All right.
Spit it in your mouth right now and deal with me as a professional.
All right, hold on. All right, fine. I'm sorry. That was a bad move on my
part. Are you kidding me?
Listen, all right.
Is this how you deal with customers?
Carl, say hello to Rachel.
Honey, you've just been phone tapped.
Oh,
I love you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not feeling the love right now.
That
there you
is
go.
Awesome.
That was awful.
That
TV will be
so
there.
Good.
Now, when you're expecting your 80-inch TV for the big game.
Forget it.
And we're going to bring you a radio.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.